Welcome in from the Boston Sports Journal. It's Greg Bedard with us here on the Shaw's and Star Market Patriots postgame show. Hi, Greg.
What's up, Vels?
What'd you see on the final play, Greg? What did you make of the effort? What'd you make of the attempt? What'd you make of the design of it? You tell me.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, they were in a tough spot. Fourth down, the Steelers knew they basically had to defend the goal line. And, kind of stacked it. I mean, you would have liked to have seen a little bit more imagination, maybe. I mean, they subbed out. I saw them sub out Josh Gordon for Patterson as they went to timeout. It looked like he was open. You know, you would have expected there, okay, look, it's the last play of the game. The Patriots need to have it. Brady's going to go down, probably going to one of his big weapons, whether it's Gronkowski or Edelman. So you knew the Steelers were going to double-team them. They were both bunched in the middle of the field. You would have liked to have seen a little bit more imagination on the outside. And, you know, it also looked like by that time, Brady had about enough of the Steelers' pressure. And, it was sort of a microcosm of the whole night for the offense.
So who was the most to blame, though, for the offense in terms of the whole night, though? You get penalty after penalty on the offensive line. Brady was just okay, has the back-breaking interception, drops by Edelman and Josh Gordon at bad times. Who was the most to blame to you?
The most? I mean, that's tough. I mean, I thought they all largely stunk. I mean, about the only thing redeeming quality of the offense was the running game. And you wondered why they didn't go to that a little bit more. Try to get a little bit more creative there because it looked like the Steelers were giving it to them and playing coverage. And the Patriots want to take it until late. They almost got away with it. The penalties were killers. They're 0-for-3 in the red zone. I mean, between the penalties, the 0-for-3 in the red zone and the interception in the red zone, that's just a recipe for losing on the road. And now this is, out of their mind-boggling 5 road defeats that they've had this year, 3 of them have come with the offense getting 10 points. Detroit, Tennessee, and this one. And it's just not good enough. People got upset with me when I said that this offense is smoke and mirrors against an average to good defense. Well, I mean, this is just another example of it, that they just don't have the individual ability. Like, Edelman and Gronkowski are not just their peak selves. And so, what are they supposed to do? I mean, where else are they going to go for plays? And so, it's just they just have a tough time finding a place to go for plays. I mean, just getting 10 yards for this team against an average defense is a struggle.
Greg, did you happen to be nearby when Rob Gronkowski was speaking after the game?
Yeah, I was there.
Okay, when he talked about facing a lot of zone coverages and a lot of double teams, as I was trying to pick up some of the quotes on Twitter, was he just sort of explaining away maybe why he didn't have a better day? How did that go?
Yeah, I mean, it was typical Gronk after the game. I mean, he didn't show any outward frustration. He didn't show any anger or anything like that. It was just, somebody asked him, were they doing anything different? And it was just a way of sort of dismissing the question. Like, yeah, there were some double teams. Yeah, there were some zone stuff. I mean, basically the Steelers sort of, from what I saw, it seemed like they sort of spun the dial against him a little bit. It was a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And the Patriots just couldn't find, a rhythm to exploit that. I mean, I think it looked like to me the Steelers' game plan was to clog the middle of the field largely. I mean, sometimes they didn't, like on that play action pass. But, when the Patriots were in third down passing situations, it looked like, especially if Gronk was in line or close to the formation, then they were just sort of clogging the middle and they were content to make Brady try to beat them deep, which he doesn't really do anymore, and they were content to give up the short little passes, and they rallied and tackled well. That the Patriots had a hard time, finding chunk plays other than, the first the Hogan touchdown was just a complete bust on the part of the Steelers.
Greg, why has James White basically disappeared from this offense over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I mean, I just thought that leading up to this game, I thought they were just sort of trying to dial him back a little bit because he's just about had like double the amount of touches that he's had at any other point in his career up until now. And, I thought they were just sort of saving him a little bit for the Steelers game. And, that just didn't come to fruition tonight. I don't know why it didn't. I'll have to watch the film, but you know, not having, you know, normally we're used to this offense having, you know, Gronkowski, Edelman, and White, that defenses have to be like, okay, how are we going to stop them? We have to double all three of them, but we can't. How are we going to do it? And that just, it hasn't come to fruition late in the season.
Yeah, and you mentioned Edelman as part of that as well. Edelman doesn't exactly look like the same guy that he used to be.
No, I think when the story is written about this season, I think it's going to come out that Julian's played, and Gronk, that had they played really hurt this year, stuff they could have gotten surgery on but didn't, and toughed it out. And, you know, it's been the left foot for Edelman most of the season today on the interception, which, you know, that interception, it just can't happen. I mean, it's just like the end of the first half last week. Brady just can't make that mistake. He can't. I mean, they're in field goal range. They can't turn the ball over there. And, you know, Edelman got rolled up there pretty good, had to be helped off the field. But, again, he was back out there. I mean, the guy's toughness is just off the charts. You would just like to hope that he would be healthy at some point, and that's just been few and far between. We saw some of it last week, but it just hasn't been enough, and that's sort of been the theme of the 2018 Patriots.
Yeah, and that throw, too, I don't know if you heard Brady's press conference after the after the game, Greg, but he talked about how he was trying to throw it out of bounds, and he just didn't have anything on it, really, and he sounded dejected to the way he said it. So that I found jarring. Same with Beadle, too. It sounds like, you know, maybe this is age or an injury catching up with him, because normally, like, he's at least able to get that out of bounds.
Yeah, it was a tough play for him. I mean, there was a guy hitting him at about the same time, and, you know, I think truthfully, I think that he was trying to complete the pass. I think he was trying to give Edelman or Gronkowski a chance to go up and make a play, and it just didn't work out. And Hayden just made a tremendous play, and you know, that's just a mistake that just can't happen. They have to get points there. They have to feel good about themselves. Instead, it's a turnover, and the Steelers go down. Run clock pushes to 7, and you know the Patriots are up against it.
Greg, if you had to predict, I mean, it's so hard to do right now. But how do you think the next couple of weeks look for this team?
I mean, I expect them to win these final two games. I mean, but you know, of course, I said that about these two road games. I thought that they would put up or shut up and win these two road games and sort of morph into themselves. But I think, you know, look, they're 3-5 on the road. And it's not like they've actually played a whole lot of world beaters on the road. Most of them have been at home, which they've been perfect. And, you know, when you're great at home and not good on the road, like, you know, that says a lot about your team. And, you know, for whatever reason, and I can't put my finger on it, they certainly can't. I mean, this team has been soft on the road. I mean, there's no excuses for some of the games that they've lost, the way that they played in a lot of these games. It's just, you know, you start now looking at this team, you know, with the lens of like 2009 and other failed Patriots teams, because, I mean, there's two games left in the season, and we're still waiting for them really to play a complete ball game against a playoff caliber team, and they haven't done it to this point.
Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. Greg, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks, Greg.
Greg Bedard joining us here on the Shaw's and Star Market Patriots postgame show from Pittsburgh. You can catch all his coverage at the Boston Sports Journal.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.